Shalom, Nosea Shiur Shelano.
Hello, the topic of our lesson is building the future society. Throughout the lessons, we're going to read selected verses from Baal HaSulam on this. We're going to start with number 26 in our list of verses. You can send questions to Kap TV and Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson here. Once again, the topic is building the future society. Verse number 26 from the writings of the last generation. Baal HaSulam says, through religious level, we should see the public's need where they receive more than those who kill souls. As for them, it is like continuing in murder and in the topics of Hitler and terrorism, manners, and terrible wars. Thus, communism will be promoted.
So, here we need to define things. What it calls religion is the religion of bestowal, right? Where is it written? We had it in previous excerpts. Please find it. Excerpt number 20. What does it say in excerpt number 20 about the religion?
The religion of bestowal is sultry for both the body and the mind. Hence, it is necessitated and agreed upon all methods in the
world. Right. So religion is religion of bestowal. So that's one thing we shouldn't forget. On a religious basis of bestowal. This is number one. Number two, it's the word communism. What does he mean by that? Where do we have something about that? Find it. In short, it is complete cooperativeness. Let's call it this way. So it's not spoiled in our eyes, corrupted in our eyes, like we saw that this word was used for the dirtiest things. So again,
public opinion must be such that one who takes more than one needs is like a murderer. Because of him, the world will have to continue with slaughter, Hitlerism manners, and terrible wars. Thus, communism will be promoted.
Questions? Like that? No one cares about that? No one is touched by it? Yes, Michael?
What is this coercion or just...
It's a bestowal, dissemination, education, all the things by which we can gradually influence the public. But this dissemination has to be on a religious basis, meaning we bring to the public understanding that only by connecting among us, because it makes a synchrony, congruence between us and nature, that's why it brings us blessings.
So actually all the styles stem from bestowal, yes?
That's the main thing. We have to achieve equivalence of form with the light. For the time being, the light gets closer and closer, and the nearness of the light to us, if we're not ready for it, brings us a sensation of darkness, problems and troubles. You see what's happening from day to day. For now, it's only, what, two missiles on Tel Aviv? On two? Only two? Well, that's what everyone thinks. You know, it's Tel Aviv, it's only two. Yes, Dudi?
To ask about these two missiles that fell, not about them, they're less, what's I'm asking?
No, but it's very interesting.
It's interesting.
First of all, these missiles are Iranian missiles.
Fajr, they're called Fajr from
Fajr.
Iran.
Fine. They're long-range missiles. They can cover the whole of Israel, for sure. Meaning, you could be attacked from every direction, and there's nothing you can do. No Iron Dome will help you. And if they fire all at once, so you'll see what happens. Yes? So it's a good sign. It's a good sign that are Jews awakening as a result or not?
So at least yesterday there was kind of an example, a pilot, and nothing. People continued to drink espresso. The heart dropped for a moment, but they continued as usual. It was indifference.
Well, we already know this about the people of Israel. They were indifferent not just to these things. Even afterwards, we don't understand, how can this be? But it can be. It's happening in front of us. Meaning, people who don't learn from small blows end up with big blows, and then they don't understand why they came to it.
What can you learn from this?
We can learn from this that there's a higher force that creates concealment and doesn't let you react in a rational way. Because if the Creator is warning you in this way, I'm talking about us, not about... I'm talking to us. I'm speaking to us and not for the purpose of dissemination. So if the Creator is warning you in this way, what else is there for you to do? You have to know how to respond. I don't see... You see, our dissemination isn't working. Being awakened by bad forces doesn't help as well. I don't know what to do. In short, we see that, okay, so there'll be 1,000 missiles. So what? It doesn't matter. They can fall on my head. If they do, they do. In the meantime, I do what I want. But let's do something toward it. Something. No. Such indifference, apathy. This is the being stiff-necked.
What to do with this stiff-neckedness?
Disseminate.
What to say?
Explain more and more and more. Explanation is the least we can do. And the question is, it's questionable how much it helps. What the main thing is we. We can bring the light, the reforming light through us. Through our connection, we can turn to the reforming light and make it pass through us to those people. If I regret the fact that the people is stiff-necked and they don't want to do anything, then I have to merge with this deficiency, like parents who are sorry for their kids that they don't understand what they need to do. So the father's pain, we should feel it. The parents' pain, we should feel it. And accordingly, we should work.
The pain of the parents, it's clear. But to the children, do you disseminate to them? Do you say something?
Tell them what you think. That's the dissemination that we do. But the main work is what we can do with the upper light and with the kelim. The more you feel the pain of the people, even if the people don't feel the pain, just like kids don't feel the parents' pain for them, and keep making mistakes. But the parents' pain, raise it up to the Creator.
How do you raise that sorrow?
Together. Bring this pain up to the Creator together. And you will begin to see results. You'll begin to see results. But we have to see that we are here in the forefront, in the frontier. It's we who are here. We're the front line. It all depends on us. We're the Rosh. We're the head. If we decide, it'll happen accordingly. And if we don't decide, it'll still happen accordingly. We're the first, and we will be held accountable. And it will be either hard or not.
I see that in myself, that yesterday in that state, I was pretty indifferent. I mean, it happened, I thought for a moment, I said, what, so fast? What Rob talked about in the morning, there's missiles now? And I found myself kind of indifferent towards the situation. And now, while you're talking about it, I'm asking myself, what preparation to the lesson did I do? How did I come to the lesson today? How do we, between us, how can we take such signs that we understand already?
It is called a prayer before a prayer. We have to have a chisaron, to have a chisaron. This is what we need to do, to have. When I pray and ask the Creator to awaken my heart and to the friends, and to all of us together, so we can unite around this chisaron, around this lack, and start acting, start working. And if I don't ask the Creator for this, for both the chisaron and the corrections for anything, then it's incomplete prayer and it won't help. But we have to get into it feeling that there is no desire. We don't care. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care if they fall even here. We'll go on the roof and see them dropping down. See them falling. Yeah. Yeah, like fireworks. I'm telling you.
So what it's like now all of a sudden you can really feel how, what kind of necessity there is to awaken ourselves from within in general. How will we come out of the, how to break that indifference?
The problem is that we have to see ourselves as the only force that stands opposite from the Creator on one hand. On the other hand, behind it, there are not only the people of Israel, but all the nations that are in trouble and problems and in danger no less than we are. The world is approaching a state that is far worse than what is happening here. I don't want to tell you, but you will see that all of a sudden, in a few days, everything will turn black. Russia, America, Europe, this whole region. Yeah. Do. Just do. Just work. Very simply, with all the lacks and lack of lacks, connect into tents. Not even to tens, just one group, 1 10. And pray. Pray means ask for the strength in the heart, a desire in the heart. Desire is the power, willpower. So a desire in the heart to be able to feel that we can draw the reforming light so it corrects our will to receive, so it works in order to bestow, and then we will receive in order to bestow. In order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. That's the meaning of in order to bestow. But where will we receive? In this kli that is the chisaron of the whole of reality, the whole world. Meaning we contain within us the lacks from all the people, from the whole world, corresponding to the correction that we want to happen. And we ask for these, and then we ask for correction for these deficiencies. Why? To please the Creator. We are in the middle, between the Creator and the created beings. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, we have a tish today, this afternoon, after the meal. So maybe we can make this tish with the whole world clean, all the friends, simply unite to that prayer that you described now, for us to all truly come really ready for this event, as people already are done with work, and you can really enter inwards and give a true cry from within, inside.
Sure, by all means, Yaniv, you will bring us the right excerpts? Yes.
Rav, can we, about the last verse we just read?
Yeah.
If I understood correctly what you said about communism, so communism is the word sharing or common that we do with the Creator.
Communism means cooperating, collaborating, sharing.
And by each of us taking only what's necessary to ourselves, we'll have a sharing with the influence, with the bestowal of the Creator.
We learned what is communism. It's when everyone takes only what is necessary and everything else goes for the benefit of society.
Just when we know about communism is very negative.
I don't want to get into what is there. Forget what
happened. So this is
there.
The meaning.
It wasn't communism, it wasn't anything. Why are you attaching to it?
I just want to understand that it's right, that I'm not going to go and be delusional.
Yes. Clear? Yes, we still have a Hishtadlut speaking about communism.
Yeah, we're the most communist. I want to relate to Baruch Solomon. What he said, it's just a little. He says to receive more than his necessities.
Where?
What we read just now. So he says, if he receives more than his necessities, similar to a murderer.
Yes.
So we're egoists without correction. So what does he mean here?
It means very simple. We have the light of himself and the kli of himself, and the light and the kli are congruent with one another, suitable to one another. One is equal to the other, but this comes from the perspective of the light, and that comes from the perspective of the kli. If you receive from the light more than you deserve, by this you murder. Is that clear to you?
What you're saying to me is clear, but we can see this already all the time. It's not like
you want to see it.
Of course.
If you want to see, if you receive beyond what you deserve, how can you see? You're selfish.
No, see, what's going on in Israel is we're moving that measure of everyone's egoists and everyone's thieves and all that. So how can you explain? You're talking to me about dissemination. Let's do dissemination.
That's different. You're asking how I disseminate. This I don't know.
How do you disseminate with these thieves? What are you telling me?
This, I'm not disseminating.
But all they care about is money and how to steal and how this. I hear you.
You don't want to listen to what I'm saying. And I don't want to listen to what you're saying. Because we are not going to explain to the public what they don't want to hear. We have to present the things in such a way that they want to hear it. Meaning, you have to find in the public things that they care about a great deal, that they'll be afraid to lose, that they will be afraid of losing them, and it'll get more and more difficult to find such things. What do the public care about?
Money.
They'll lose their money. Whatever you say, they'll still don't listen. Babies, children, they don't care. We are in a situation where the public's heart will get more and more crass, and it'll be very difficult to approach them because they won't care about losing anything. You can take away my life, this world, the next world. I don't want it. It's terrible. Pharaoh means I have no interest in anything that pertains to godliness, to correction.
What is this over excitable things? It would be with too much confidence.
But
what's going on here?
The people are not overconfident. It's just thickness. The missiles are falling and people don't feel anything. You think people run away because of missiles? They won't run away. They'll come here. The world is behaving not according to anything rational. It's completely irrational.
So what operates it?
What operates it?
What moves everything?
The upper light.
Opposite of what needs to be?
Well, okay, this is... I'm looking at guests. If they're not asking, then we move on. Where? Rishon. Where is it? I can't see. Rishon. Yeah, a lot of people.
Good morning. My feeling while we were reading this last excerpt about the murderers, I had this feeling like we're actually the ones that are supposed to be the ones who are passing on this information about murders, and we're not doing it, and it's very difficult to awaken the friends to take newspapers and disperse and disseminate this information. I feel like we're the murderers, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Check yourselves. See how you respond. How you... Are you reacted to the missiles and to everything that happens? This is here, this is close to us. It's almost Rehovot, almost Petach Tikva, almost Rishon. But if it happens in Europe or in America, I couldn't care less. We just move on very easily. What are we going to do? I don't know. 27.
Bala Salam says, just as we expect actors in the theater to do their best to make our imagination think that their acting is real, we expect our interpreters of religion to be able to touch our hearts so deeply that we will perceive the faith of religion as the actual reality. The shackles of religion are not at all heavy for those who do not believe, since the demand in commandments between man and man is accepted anyhow. And between man and God, a few commandments observed in public, such as those of one's disposable, are enough. Just as we expect actors in the theater to do their best to make our imagination think that their acting is real, we expect our interpreters...
Is this clear? That's what we want to be like in theater or in the movies. When they act, we think it's real life. So according to our demand of actors, yes...
So is our desire for the interpreters of religion to be able to touch our hearts so deeply that we will perceive the faith of religion as the actual reality.
So we will feel, from the words of Bala Sulam, Rabash, from what we say, that we will be impressed by it in this way, just as we would want to be impressed by theaters, by movies. As if it's the most realistic thing.
The shackles of religion are not at all heavy for those who do not believe, since the demand of commandments between man and man are accepted anyhow. And between man and God, a few commandments observed in public are enough.
We need to awaken the hearts of the friends as much as possible, to put it succinctly. There's nothing here that make our work easier, and it'll be very difficult, but these are the corrections. Again, once you have chisaron, you have no more work. It happens by itself. It is to awaken ourselves out of this carelessness. This is all the work. This is all the dissemination. This is what we need to insist on and not let things deteriorate, because it will get worse. It will get worse. These things are only a test, how we react, how we're impressed, and what happens, the thing that happened.
In our study, we also learn something that's opposite of what we're saying right now, that we have to only be incorporated with the lack of the friend and to that extent raise the prayer. But externally, we see that we're kind of dormant and not doing it. So is it like concealed, the desire we need to reveal?
Of course. It's concealed in us, concealed in the nation. The Creator is concealed. Everything is concealed. We have to awaken everything artificially, as much as we can. Among us, and crying out, it's called a chisaron without a chisaron, a prayer before a prayer.
Meaning somehow we understand that although externally it seems all sleeping, also the friends, and everything, also the people on the outside, inside there needs to be a very strong deficiency that we need to reveal and open it with force.
Yes, You help each other. You impress one another, and it will be very difficult. This apathy will kind of block the world. Will make the world like sealed. So just know how terrible it is. No, behind you. There's a guy sitting behind you.
Rav, I see. No, lately, books that were sitting on shelves for France for like 10 years already, people that were in resistance, but they received books, and just lately, in the last few months, in different areas, different places, all of a sudden they're kind of inverting. So they saw you as their enemy, now they're seeing themselves. All of a sudden you are depicted as the greatest of the generation.
Where did you see this? Zvika, did you hear this?
There are truly such things.
There are people who say these things? No such thing. No. Everyone's cursing me. What are you talking about?
So even my father, who years cursed you and wanted to even hospitalize me in certain places, sees you today. Next Congress, he wants to be from the setup to the end, including the Arava Congress. And the question is, what's happening now that people are reading the books? The book, The Very Narrow Bridge, that came out, I think it's a great success with it. I see people, two already called me and said that it's an amazing book. People that didn't touch our path. Why is there all of a sudden the force in this book? It feels to me like there's immense forces to the books. Books that sat for years, and all of a sudden it awakens people. What's different now?
I cannot say. These things I myself don't really understand why there are periods like this and periods like that. With Abash, there were also, I asked him too, and he knew and he didn't know. Sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't. These things, the sum total of the Kli is very big and diverse. The interesting thing is that normally during Purim, around the time of Purim, when such things happen, times should be good. And here, what's happening is also these elections, this whole mess, the Americans and the Europeans and the Russians, everyone is in this turmoil. The world, I cannot say. The time is a time of scrutiny, but the scrutinies, while they're just surfacing, you have a huge medley. It's still unclear. The truth, I'll tell you, it all depends on our awakening. For the time being, we don't have the awakening. We are fast asleep. Our friends all over the groups in Israel, farther or closer, women, the women's organization, they should all wake up. They should all be connected to the material and between us, all among us. And we have to try to turn to reveal the chisaron. The chisaron depends on the light. It's a must. We mustn't wait for... You see what Balasuram writes? So there will be a third world war. And then they will rise again and start, who knows, over thousands of years. They'll start the corrections all over again until we get back to it. That's the way it is. There are no concessions to the will to receive. It has to achieve complete dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator's will to receive. And if it doesn't happen one way, it happens another way. There is no time in spirituality. No time. We don't understand how it's not taken into account, time. Also, suffering isn't taken into account. We look at the Holocaust, the suffering, the people of Israel in exile, the expulsion from Spain, all kinds of terrible things that happened, and what happened here in the ruin of the temple. The Creator, look what happened to Rabbi Akiva. No, they don't take that into account. Nothing. It's not taken into account. So we should wake up. It's in our interest to wake up. Let's hope it all works out in the best way. In the meantime, yes?
We have a report towards a week with many events. We wanted to make an order on our schedule, and then we'll move to Kiev also to hear a report about the virtual Congress. So we'll start with the fact that today we're meeting for the first meal and Tish from 2:30 to 4. And the tens that want to meet after the Tish are invited to do it here in the study hall. That's today. Next week, Wednesday is Purim. There will be an evening lesson from 5:30.
Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We have at 5:30 a lesson. At 6:30 we'll read the scroll of Esther here in the study hall. And at 7 we'll have a festive celebration for Purim with a meal. And everyone's invited.
Everyone? What do you mean by everyone?
The whole community is invited.
Community? Not our community?
Ours.
All the people of Israel? All our groups?
They too can come, whoever wants. Yes, right. Alon approves. RSVP in advance. If you come in a concentrated way, we'll make a place. That's on Wednesday. On Thursday, there will be a women's Purim party here in the hall.
With kids or without kids? Just women?
Without kids. Just the women at 8 in the evening. And on Friday, we're starting a regular schedule. The first half will be the regular schedule. And the second half of the day, we're entering the virtual Congress. At 5:45 in the evening, we're going to meet here.
On Friday evening.
Yes, Friday evening after the regular schedule of Friday, the lesson and the meal. We're meeting here again at 5:45 in the evening for preparation. This is all Israel time for the preparation for the Congress. There's a lesson, there's a tish. Then we'll finish at 8 o'clock in the evening, and then we'll go to rest. And Saturday will be a full day from 5:45 in the morning to a full day of a virtual Congress. We also wanted to define in this moment that all the group, men from the groups of Israel that want to come are invited to come, whoever wants, meaning we're going to be here, we're opening the hall for that.
That's next Saturday.
Yes, both Friday evening and Saturday day, all our men from all over Israel are invited, and they can come here, and they're
and
welcome.
The women should convene.
Women will gather locally in their centers.
Good. That's it?
Now we have an update from Kiev for the virtual Congress there.
Yes, please.
Good morning from the beloved friends. We're about to open a very big world virtual Congress. We have preparations. We wanted to ask a few questions.
Go ahead.
The first question is a matter of the marketing. What Shai spoke of. To what? Who is this convention meant for? Is this for broad audiences or just for the more internal parts?
I don't know. What is happening, Yaniv? What's happening with the lessons? According to the lessons, what is happening? The level of the lesson, to what type of audience is this convention intended? Maskin, you're preparing everything. I told you, I have to get the lessons prepared. You check the public audience, the target audience. You check the level, you check the topics, the themes. You call Yaniv, contact Yaniv and tell him what he needs to prepare. You also translate into all the languages. I need to get one of the copies. That's it. Don't ask me now. I didn't check who needs it, what they need, what topics, what audience. You're the organizers. Why are you asking me? A week before the Congress. I'm surprised at you. And what do you do? Hello, Kiev.
Next question. Do we need to attract friends from the cities around to our big centers? Or is it best for friends to gather in their places in their groups? Is there a point in gathering in big concentrated places?
This too, I don't know. I don't know anything. Don't turn these questions to me. You are the organizers. That's it. You have to check the situation, discuss, consult with heads of groups in Europe or wherever, in Israel, and decide. I don't belong to this. I only give the lesson. That's it. Give me the page, and according to this paper, I'll give you the lesson. That's it. Next.
Another question that the women asked to ask about the role of the women groups in the spiritual advancement of the whole world, Kli, specifically in a virtual congress. Could you maybe emphasize that?
I think it's very suitable for women more than for men, because the men, the congress is like a summary of a certain period of development and consolidation, and women have no other way to learn and to get closer together. So the virtual congress is more important for women than it is for men. This you can say. Next.
Dear Rav, could you please tell us how we can make the Congress into the next spiritual degree, even though it's virtual?
After this Congress, we will have a very long period of gatherings. We have Pesach. And then we will continue the same topic for Pesach, Passover. It's the Exodus from Egypt, work against Pharaoh, the evil inclination, how you rise, how you get closer, how you come out of Egypt. On Pesach, we will work on it. We'll have the material. We have enough material. So this is number one. Number two, after Pesach, we'll start moving toward the Congress in Mexico and then in North America. Well, there will be two Congresses there. We should also see how they become as one continuing the other, because in Mexico it'll be 200, 300 people, and in America there'll be 600, 700, maybe up to 1,000, I don't know. But we should see them as one Congress, one continuing Congress. They should be continuous. I hope it's done this way. All right, that's it. More questions? No, wait. Kiev, more questions?
Thank you, Rav.
What's happening there?
No more questions.
Yes?
How does the young group, can the young group of the Point in the Heart advance and keep the pace that everyone else is in? How can the group that's studying in the Point in the Heart advance and keep the pace that everyone else is in?
What do you mean with everyone?
With all the... those students of Bnei Baruch.
If the group can gather in some way, not for every morning lesson, I'm not talking about that, but sometimes, like twice a week, three times a week, during the morning lessons, if they can gather, get together, maybe you can decide, and all the groups in the world decide, we can't do it every day. When we come, But when we come twice a week, every Monday and Thursday, we don't know where we are because the rest of the days we missed out. So what can you do? So tell me, you want these specific days or 3 days, 2 or 3 days. So in those 3 days, even in the morning, we will have lessons that will be continuous. We will learn in them maybe the Pticha, Tree of Life, maybe excerpts about Ibu or something. But tell us, you can attend, when you can attend, and then we'll connect them. So this is number one. Number two, according to what we are learning, I write on Twitter all kinds of excerpts and tweets. So read my Twitter, especially the ones that pertain to the same day. And that way you will advance. Okay? Good. What else can we say? Should we say? Kiev, we've done that. We also have.
Yes, I want to say something. Continuing what Ohad from the Arava said about the books, that he gave us a gift to people and it opened their heart. So we have now the Purim is coming and we have a book. A small, beautiful book called The Secret of Purim, The Holiday of Purim, and The Scroll of Esther according to the Kabbalah. It explains about the internality of things and the development of a person and our development as a society in general. And we did it on purpose in a way that will be very beautiful and light and absorbable and moving and challenging. So it will be not just for us, but also as the gifts that we give out in Purim. So just like you're giving wine and Hamantash, you can also give this. So next week we have this. You can already do it this week. It'll be really bring great light in the world.
The book looks small, like it's very light, but within it there's a lot. Read through it and you'll see. It's not just the Megillah, the Esther scroll. There are many things that have to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah and customs, everything. You want to give it as a gift to everyone. Everyone will find there are many things that he didn't dream that they had anything to do with Purim. And?
No, Mois.
Mois, yes?
Rob, with your permission, I simply, after the topic that was brought up about the work in the 10, what my friend who brought up in the group, I have a question that I thought could benefit everyone.
Go ahead.
There were 4 friends in this meeting.
Where?
2 that were part of this. What Barak from Beersheba just brought up, that a friend kind of harmed him somehow. I sat there. It didn't seem to be what he said, but I always see the friend as the dressing of the creator. I was going to bring it before the committee of the social committee. The question is how, in general, in the group, how this is continuing about the lack of connection in the 10. How do we work in the right way? After all, we all learn how to nullify and to see the friend as the creator.
You have people here who have experience in this. I'm not very experienced in this. Speak to whom? To whom should I speak?
There's a male for the groups of Israel.
Ilan Ben Zion. You know him?
I don't.
Okay, try him.
One announcement before we conclude. You're invited to watch today at 1 p.m. a lesson live with Rav Leitman and Kab.co.il. Thank you to our viewers and TV, and good day. The lesson will be the Tree of Life lesson, the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Silence, please. 2 more announcements. The fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Lam campus is happy to invite you to acquaintance evenings towards the fundamentals of Kabbalah courses to be opening. These evenings will take place all over the country. 30 shekel entrance and RSVP. Additional details on 1-700-509-209 or on the Kabbalah Lam site. An additional announcement, continuing what we presented before about the book The Secret of Purim. I got a book from Uri Shabtai that for the holiday there's a special deal, 30 shekel for The Secret of Purim, so it'll be easy for us to give it as a gift, and we will sing now.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light, we'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite, learning to unite, living in the light, we'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Dearest friends, thank you for being, thank you for hearing what my heart says. Now is the time for the wall to be broken, for the doors to be open. It's time to pray. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why. When we are together,
together as one.